Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day, and we thank you, Lord, by the power of your Holy Ghost, how you can welcome each of these listeners. Thank you, Lord. You have that wonderful power. You're beyond us, and we give you praise and honor. Thank you for blessing Brother Freedom and anointing him in a marvelous way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just want to welcome everybody out in the world today, wherever you're hearing this word. I want to let you know that we love you, and I thank God for your hearts, your lives, your interest in seeking the things of the Lord. And I pray that God will bless you wherever you are, because I believe we're living in that last hour. I believe we're living that time when it's spoken of. Prepare for that wonderful day. And I just hope out there today that this word that goes to you today will touch your hearts, move upon you as only our Lord and wonderful Savior and our God, our Father, by the Spirit of God can. And I believe if you receive it, God's going to bless you. I believe that out there today, there's some of you that are going to start doing signs and wonders. I believe that you're going to start doing miracles. If you'll just follow with us, I believe that great things are going to happen. And I believe that you've got a potential that no one else can do. You've got an outreach that the sky is the limit. And I pray that God will bless you. If you've got a problem, He'll heal your body. He'll do miracles, because in this last hour, He's going to do great and mighty exploits. And Daniel spoke about it. And many of the other prophets said about it. And God's coming back soon, and there's going to be some great things for the child of God. I welcome you today, and I pray that God will bless you. I want to start off by letting you know that Brother Freedom gets a little bit human at times. Today's Sunday. It was on Friday. I thought, well, I'd come home and I'd wash my clothes and did my laundry. And I was doing the laundry and I did the washing. And I was going to come back and dry those clothes. And I had this little purse in my pocket that they give me there. I like the place where I live at, but they give me this little purse that's got my keys on it. And I had quarters in it for the machine. Do any of you out there ever make a mistake? Brother Freedom's made some, but God's the answer to all of our problems, to all of our mistakes. I did the laundry, and apparently I had the money there to do the drying. But somehow after that, I even went to the house once, to my apartment once, come back, because I added to it, because I only put in, it takes 5 quarters, and I put in 6, and then I had need to have 4 more quarters for drying. So I was shy, of course, so I thought, well, I'm back there. I take the soap back, so I come back and prepared to come in there, and I couldn't find it. And I thought, maybe what did I do? Maybe I'm getting old. You know, that's what Satan, like, you know, maybe I'm just senile. Maybe these things aren't, and you know how these things can rush through your mind, you know. So I thought, well, I'll go. I got to put my clothes dry. I go to the house again, and I looked everywhere. And I wasn't ashamed, and I told people I did it, you know. And I couldn't call my daughter, talked to me. She said, Dad, she said, you probably put it someplace. And I said, well, she said, do you go through everything? I said, yes, I want everything on top of the table, all the every place else, nothing. And nobody's found nothing. And we didn't think that anybody was stolen, because not that much value must they have to know the apartment. But God moves in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. You know, when he's coming, he says that we're to be looking for his coming. Now, there's so many things in our minds that can occupy the presence of God. Just like that, for a second, I was thrown off guard. What if that would have been the coming of the Lord? All this time that Brother Freedom has done, I might have missed. I have to come to that realization that whatever I do, that I've got to say, it's in your hands, Lord. Well, I'm living in a time when I can't be careless, Father. I got to... keys don't make any difference. But for a second, actually about 30 minutes, I was almost, what could I have done? I was paying too much attention to the keys and not in the solution. The solution was leaving it in God's hand. He would provide. So I just dismissed it out of my mind. I says, and all the ladies, and I asked them, things. Oh, she said, we'll just give you new ones anyway. Don't make any difference. We'll just give you some. They weren't marked with it. I said, no, they're not marked. Well, she said, there's so many keys here, nobody know who they are anyway. So went home, and I think I had a phone call, and I was just thanking the Lord for his goodness. And our table, my wife and I used to have the same table. but it had a tablecloth on it. And that tablecloth, on one side, the side I sit on, it comes down. I let it sort of let it hang down because it's, and so I shove my chair in there, and when I pull my chair back, it's right up a chair. See, all this turmoil for nothing. All this searching for nothing. And that happened to Brother Freedom, and I think maybe it happens to you out there, and I want this to, God wants us to be ready. What are the situations we throw? They're just things out there to draw our attention off the Lord. Keeping that in your mind, God has a message today with that. I went Saturday into my acknowledgement. They was having a weightlifting contest in the back room. So I saw these men and women pick up strong, heavy weights. But I found out something since I've been there, that exercising just doesn't build muscle, it builds bone. Your bone actually gets bigger. When you quit, your bone gets smaller and you shrivel away into nothing. And you get weak. And God says that we must be strong, Lord, in the power of might. And we didn't start out as strong people when we were incoming this world. We needed our parents. We needed help. Even through our minor years, we had to learn to trust others to come in such a level that we could maintain after we're here. Spiritually the same way. We need to maintain, but the growth that we take, and we've never thought about that. Growing is searching for God. You know, I thought about Bible school because I went to Bible school. It's great, but it's not actually, it's get us to a place that we can minister for God. But God has to call us before we can minister. It's a good preparation, but it's not the fullness. The fullness is having received that atonement of sin, of God's glory come in your life, that you might receive that agape power from heaven, that you might adapt to the things that you face in life, and every step you take are ordered by the Lord. Even though you're walking the flesh, though I walk in the flesh, I don't know what war of the flesh, the weapons of warfare are not carnal. Mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting out imaginations, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Now that's where we're supposed to be. Walking the flesh, we live without war of the flesh. For our weapons are not carnal. We just pray, and God makes us relate real. We try, and God gives a young. We try, and God moves upon us. We try, the simple, but God smiles out with a great favor. He says, my child is walking in my spirit. See, the glory of God is to, out there wherever you are today, you can have the fullness of God, and God lets you grow, and that fullness happens day by day. I didn't start here. I thought about today, I've matured a lot since I've had my stroke. I've matured. God showed me a lot of places I've matured. I'm different. God gives us room to grow. We plant, and God, we just stay there and say, Lord, help me to bud out, to do your will. Help me to understand your glory. Help me to yield myself to mighty hands. That we might be exalted by the Spirit of God. We can't exalt ourselves. We have to have that come a supernatural way that God bursts himself in us with the gift of God. And we start becoming alive. We start growing as a little child. Pretty soon we're off the bottle. Pretty soon we're reading the Word. We're studying the Word. And pretty soon we fall in love with Christ. Oh, I thought about that last night. You know, many people want to see Jesus. They're not going to like it when they get there because you've got to have it and love right now. He's our number one. We should love him better than everything in the world. And if we're not loving him, we're going to miss it. That's sad to say, but it's what's real. That's reality. And God wants us to be no longer anemics. You know, anemics is there can be people that have a blood disorder and things like that. Makes them sort of anemic. My wife was a little bit that way. She had an operation that helped her a lot, but those things come in her life, and we don't have the real strength as we should have. And that's the way we are in the Lord. The first step that we find out when we start walking by the Spirit, we need more of God and less of me. How do I get more of God in me and less of me? It comes to the plan that God gives us. As we give out, He comes in. As we rotate and exercise, see, every time we exercise, our muscles pull down. Next day, if we take the day off in between, they grow back up. And the method keeps on until our sizes get bigger and our waistlines get smaller. But this is how it's done. God made us as a living vehicle that can live. If it wasn't for Adam's fall, we would live forever. Because God made these bodies to take care of themselves. But man's interfered. But God wants us now spiritually. We can live victorious every day of our life. You'll have problems, but flex those muscles a little bit and just think, have a muscle of faith. Oh, I can do all things through Christ with strength. My God shall supply my every need. We must believe that, receive it. I'm going to receive it. How about you? I'm going to take that into my heart. I'm going to walk with it. God is wonderful. Like the other day when I lost my keys. When I lost my keys, I thought, well, how? I'm getting old, and I said, maybe, Lord, I'm no good to you. And you know, that's when God comes on you the hardest. You know, when we start, somebody else might say that, but he don't want us to. We got to believe that He is going to reward it to those that diligently seek Him. As I lost my keys and couldn't find them, the Lord spoke twice audibly, "You have not lost your keys." And I thought, what? I hear. And I sat back a minute. Same words come out. You have not lost your keys. So I dismissed it. By then I said, Lord, I repent. Now He said I hadn't lost my keys. But I searched that day and I didn't find them no place. I didn't miss anything. I tore that. I even went through all the clothes through the dryer. I went through that. I didn't been careful. Some of you ladies know what I'm talking about. I thought maybe they fell down in there and I missed somehow. And I took the hint that I should not even think about it. So I did. Perfect peace is mine that stayed on thee because we trust in thee. See, that mind is something that takes our thoughts away from God. He shall keep in perfect peace his mind that stayed on thee. The renewing of our mind. This renewing is how we grow. It's like our muscles. We grow. When we start a child, we keep growing. Our spiritual muscles get up to where God, and one day you'll see people healed. You'll see prayers answered. You'll see signs and wonders. But it's a growth that took place one day at a time. Not no big thing at any time, it just continues. A growth, you can't see a flower hardly. You can't, if you sit there all day, you can't see it grow any. But you come back tomorrow and you'll see it's bigger. That's the way it is. And we're the same way spiritually. We don't measure. God measured it. God knows it. But when I came back that night, I thought, well, I'm going to eat supper. And I said, thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mighty mercy. I thank you that you're real. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you what I heard you tell me that I'm going to find them. So I was right there at my chair, and I pulled my chair out. Dropped the chair. That's where I put it. See, I was the one. I hadn't even lost them. I put them there where they'd be right for me. But in my busyness, I got carried away, and that's why we are from the Lord. In our busyness, we're going to get carried away, and the Lord's going to be coming when we should be not looking for those. My power is the Lord. But see, I left my eyes. I like Peter. I lifted my eyes to the waves, and then I sunk. But thank God got me a message in that you, whatever the deal, whatever we're facing in life, we need to really believe and know that God is the answer to those that seek Him. Those that call upon His dear name, He will help us. He made us as a needy children. You know, a child, they need their parents. You know, when you're young, if your father says, jump, I'll catch you, you know he's going to catch you. Now, when you get 15, you probably say, you know, it's more faith. But the younger we are, the more faith we have. And as a child of God, we must be followers of God as dear children. A dear child doesn't have any fear of not having the evening meal. He doesn't have any fear about the bills not getting paid. He knows when their folks are here, somehow they're going to be fed. That's the child's mind. He don't worry about these things that come in the world. And that's what we got to adapt ourselves to be exactly like that. We don't worry what comes our way. Our trust is in the living God. Our trust is in His power. The trust is in the atonement. He did, that by His stripes we are healed. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. All these wonderful gifts come through the gift of God. The gift of healing. The gift of God can atonement. You can be saved. You can be brought from a gory life to a glorious life. Be changed from a stinking life to a beautiful life. That's what God is. And there's so many of these little distractions that pull us off. Most people are good people. But if we're not careful, we get sidetracked. We get confused. We get off on something that God said they're not nothing really wrong with, but they're just missing my, I want to touch them. And they're not even looking for me now. It's like my brother. We used to go to this town down here. I remember my dad told my brother, says, Paul, don't run out of this. And Paul just went anyway. That's the way we are. We run away from our help. We run to the wrong place. And God, that's why we need to pray in the Spirit, that we might see that agape power. We need that internal filling of God's glory day by day, minute by minute, that God keeps us on that straight, narrow path that leads us to heaven. Without it, we become failures. With it, we become overcomers. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. When we lose favor, we lose God's anointing. I've seen great mighty miracles, but it's come as the time that I pray and prepare. I'll tell you a good way to get ready is pray in the Spirit. Pray! The glory of God, it has a cleansing, a supernatural effect. I don't know what it is, but I don't need to. That's what faith is. I don't have to have the answer, I just know God is. I don't even have to understand how it goes. God just, it happens. God shall provide. He's our great, I'd say, improviser. He's greater than improviser. He is the eternal and glorious. And we can know Him as a personal Savior. Out there today, wherever you are, you can know Him in such a way that you can have Him part of you every day of your life. You can walk with Him, with His precious power with you, and have that peace. Oh, it comes like a mighty river. The glory of God that fills you. God understands you. He made us in His image. He knows what we are. And He wants to provide for us. He wants to give us the good things. But He also wants to live with us forever. What a wonderful, what an imagination. How that God made us, yet He don't want to lose none of us. He wants you to go to heaven. He wants you to have, He wants to be healed. If not, you'll be healed in heaven. I didn't figure I'd make this long as I finished last winter. I'd be on the other side. I'm still here. But I want to say that God is the answer. He's the provider. He's your keeper. He's your strength. He's your soon coming king. And He's coming back soon. But it's going to be troublesome times. I see great hard times. It says, when you see these things come to pass, look up. When you see these things, it's differences. Not normals. I'm seeing it. I live in a country that the weather is not normal. It's not normal. I've lived here most of my life. It's not normal. I'm enjoying it, but it's not normal. God blesses you, but I'm saying what's normal. And I see it all. Lord lets me watch one channel. It's the Weather Channel. And I see China and terrible controls. Perilous times are coming. These things are coming. It's to wake us up to be ready for the coming of Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He's coming. And God has to shake our mess sometimes. The will. Something's going to happen. Yes. The King of Kings is coming back to the glory. The Lord of Glory. He's coming. He might take His church back. His bride back with Him. To live with Him forever, never, never. What a wonderful time. But we're asleep, most of us. We're falling asleep. And God says, don't fall asleep, my child. We need to stay wide alert. We need to stay wide awake and alert to the things of God. We must realize that greater is He that's in you than He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, love and sound. Go ye in all the world and preach the gospel of God. It's not the end. That period of time is almost past date. The Lord's already shown me this. Whatever needs to be now, we need to be ready. We need to be ready because He's near at the door. He's there ready knocking. And we must be ready. Don't let nothing lose your keys, whatever it is, to defer you from seeing Jesus. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless you. God will move upon you in a mighty way. I pray that God's Spirit will be upon you this day in a mighty way. I pray that God will uphold you, uplift you, move upon you mightily. I pray bring healing to your people this day. Bring salvation to the hearts that need that salvation. Forgive those ones that need forgiven. Help them in a mighty way. I pray that this, I went to church this morning. It was so dry. It was drier than last year's burn sticks. But it's not dry here today. I pray that God will influence you by the Holy Ghost. He'll shake you, move upon you as only He can. God bless you in a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. I'm happy, aren't you? God bless you. I love you out there. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God.
Amen. We'll let that be the benediction to this very anointed message. Amen.